Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Penny, please don't look so worried. The holiday will be fine, honestly.
Oh, it's not that.
Well, what is it then? You haven't been yourself all evening.
No, it's nothing really.
Penny, you could tell me. You don't want to throw me out, do you?
No, of course I don't. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I was thinking you'd had enough of me. I haven't done anything wrong, have I, that I've forgotten about?
No, it's nothing to do with you.
Oh, no, it's not the lamp, is it? The police haven't raided Jim's house and arrested him.
No, it's nothing like that.
Well, go on, then. What is it? Is it work?
No. Oh, Kathy, it's Mike.
OK.
His court case is being held on the island and he wants to see me.
Oh, I see. Well, how do you feel about that?
I'm not sure.
Well, Penny, if you like, I'll come with you.
Oh, that's really sweet of you, but I'm going with Jim.
Oh, no, that's a very good idea.
Well, Mike asked Jim if the three of us could meet up.
So, what's the problem?
The problem is, what do I say to him? What do you say to someone that might be going to prison?
Ah, I see what you mean. I don't know, Penny. I've never been in that position. Well, what's your gut feeling? Do you want to see him?
I think so, but I feel nervous about it. Is that being silly?
No, it's not. Well, for once, I don't really know what to say. Hang on, though, there is one thing. Do you think Michael will mind? Because, well, he may feel a bit jealous about you two meeting up.
That's just what I said to Jim. But he said Michael's not like that.
Well, how does he know? How can he say how Michael will feel?
Oh, Kathy, what shall I do?
Look, let's face it, you're not in a proper relationship with Michael yet, so let's assume he won't mind. In fact, he doesn't even need to know. So, if that was the case, what would you do?
I'd see Mike. I have to, don't I?
Oh, Penny, you don't have to. But I must admit, I thought you'd want to.
I do. Yeah, I do. But I don't want to upset anyone.
Gosh, you're late. I was starting to wonder if anything had happened to you.
No, I only went for a walk. I went on the downs. It was lovely.
That's good. And how was work? Oh, I came in, by the way. Did Helen tell you?
Yes, she did. Sorry, I was busy out to the back.
Yes, I was wondering where you were. I thought you'd left the building because I'd come in.
No, honestly, I was busy.
I did realise that. So when's Vince coming home? I'd rather like him.
Oh, I don't know.
He's got nice eyes, hasn't he? They're so dark. They're like the Italians have.
Are they? I've never noticed.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Didn't you say Amy was going over there soon?
Yes, she's going for 2 weeks.
Where is he again?
Oh, I can never remember the name of the place. I think it starts with M. Matt. Mill. Mer. Oh, I don't know.
Have you ever been to Italy?
Yep, I worked there for nearly 4 years.
Well, I never knew that. So can you speak Italian?
Yes, a bit.
Clever old you. Well, you'll be pleased to hear that we're having pizza tonight. Is that okay?
Sorry?
I said we're having pizza tonight. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine, thanks. Do you want me to do it?
No, I'll be okay, and then we can watch Bake Off.
Yeah, if you like.
Right, I better get on then. Otherwise, we won't be eating till 9.
Oh, don't worry. There's no rush.
What do you think of Millie's idea?
I think it's very good.
Trouble is, what if they're no good? How do we get rid of them?
Well, if it doesn't work out, you just say. I mean, just because they're on an internship doesn't mean if they're rubbish, they have to stay forever.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
And Millie knows someone who wants to do it?
That's what she told me.
Well, it'd help when you're away.
I think it's only in term time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so she'll start in September.
Oh, so I still need to get someone in.
Sorry. I obviously didn't make myself very clear.
Oh, well, not to worry. You don't have a friend who's looking for work, do you?
No, they all have jobs. Oh, but there is Ruby. Now she might be interested.
Is she reliable?
Yeah, I think so.
And hard working?
Yeah, she is. And she might just jump at the opportunity, because she hasn't had work in ages.
Oh, why's that?
Oh, it's just one of those things. She's too highly qualified.
Oh, well, if she's keen, ask her to pop in and see me sometime, will you?
Yes, okay. Actually, I'm seeing her tomorrow, so I'll ask her then.
Hello?
Hello, sweetheart, it's me.
Oh, Vince, it's ever so late. I was just going to bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tell me quickly, how is everything?
Everything's fine.
And you're taking things a bit slower now?
How do you mean?
Oh, Amy said the doctors told you to slow down. So, are you?
Oh, don't you start. Amy shouldn't have said anything. I'm fine, all right. Oh, I do feel tired now. You really should have phoned earlier.
Well, it's not that late. Anyway, I won't keep you. I just wanted to make sure you're all okay.
Have you spoken to Amy about the holiday, saying it's too long?
No, I haven't had the chance yet.
But you were on the phone to her for ages last night.
Yes, I know. We had a lot to talk about.
Well, I can't imagine what. She never tells me anything.
So, how's the cafe going? Is Connie still with you?
Yes, the cafe's fine. And yes, I still have Connie.
And Millie? She's still with you?
Yeah.
I like Millie.
I know you do, Vince. You've told me that before. Now, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, not particularly. But I did go to a lovely new bar that's opened recently.
Oh, did you? Right, well, I must go. Now, remember to tell Amy. Just be subtle about it. Just say you're too busy or something.
Thing is, if Amy wants to come here for 2 weeks, I don't see any reason why she shouldn't.
But it's not about what Amy wants.
Yes, it is. Look, Helen, you've got to let Amy live her own life.
I do.
Honestly. So why are you telling her how long she can go on holiday for? What makes it worse is she's coming to see me. And as far as I'm concerned, my daughter can come as long as she wants.
And what about me? What does anyone ever consider how I might feel?
Oh, Helen. OK, I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye. Oh, those two are so selfish.
Oh, I can't watch any more of this. I must go to bed. I'll see you in the morning, Kathy.
Penny, before you go, you know what you said about Mike?
Hmm?
I mean, when you said you wouldn't know what to say to him.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you see what he wants to talk about? Give him the chance to talk and you just listen.
Yeah, I could do. But what if he doesn't say anything either? That could be really embarrassing.
Well, remember Jim will be there.
Yes, I know. But what if Jim asks embarrassing questions?
No, I think Jim will be tactful. No, really. Look, what I'm trying to say is just don't worry about what you're all going to talk about. Just be there for him, Penny.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.